It's Brad Shepherd here from Create PT Wealth. The program you're about to hear is a live recording from our two-day Create PT Wealth workshop. Together with Jason Urbanowicz, also from Create PT Wealth, we delivered some mind-blowing information to a jam-packed room of personal trainers. To make the best use of this program, make sure that you hit the pause button for all of the written exercises. Some words or phrases that we use may offend certain people. They might make you feel a bit uncomfortable. So please, break through any personal limitations that you may have and use this program as a tool to give you more success than you could have ever imagined. If you would like to receive more information about our programs, simply visit www.createptwealth.com. That's www.createptwealth.com. All right, let's roll on. Okay, what I want to do with this next session, again, I want to give you more meaty stuff. So I want you to leave, I want you to finish this session having thought, okay, I can use some of those things and I can apply those into my business straight away. Now, this session, I've got you for around about roughly less than an hour, so I'm going to go pretty hard and we're going to work on high-intensity principle. And hopefully by the end of it, you'll see a different ways that I collect money. And what I like to call it is multiple streams of income. What that means is having a look at your business and thinking about ways that you can derive extra sources of income. Can somebody tell me a way, a different form of income that somebody in this room is already doing other than personal training? Do New Ways, which is selling nutritional products. Yep. Sports supplements. Pencil me in. Isagenix, nutritional supplement. Isagenix, okay. So there's different ways that you can increase the money that comes into your pocket every week. All right. So what you need to have a think about and the changes that occurred in me. Now, remember when we have a look at my graph and my timeline and how it all looked, and when I have those evolutionary changes, I had to look at how I can leverage my time and my energy, because I've only got so much time, and especially I've only got so much energy. So what I found that I was doing when I was doing 35 personal training appointments a week, I just had the motivation and I had the spirit to want to change myself, but I didn't have the energy or the time because I was completely frazzled. Does anyone connect with that? Now, what happens when you're completely fried is that your creativity is just shot. Is there a radio mic on? Or would you be able to check, Brett? They're just down the front. Your creativity is totally shot. And can anyone connect with that in terms of you've done 6 clients, you've got home and you've sat down in front of your computer and you've had to write up a diet or a program for somebody, and you've just sat there and you've stared at the computer and you've looked at it and you've just gone blank in terms of you can't think correctly? Now, remove that thought, and can you think of a time when you were fresh and you sat down in front of your computer and you could mock up a nutrition program in about 2 seconds flat, or a training program? Can you see the difference? Can you see that when you're doing lots of clients, there's no way that you can be creative and there's no way that your business can evolve and grow? When we get together with you, we're going to beat you up about this. I'm serious. When I got together with my coach, he said to me, you've got to start doing less clients. And the first thing that I thought, by doing less clients, I'm going to have what? Less money. And it just didn't make sense to me. And so that when I started removing my clients and getting rid of them, it started freeing up time and energy. And so therefore, you're right. Was that a breakthrough? Little things like the half-hour appointment become very important opportunities for me. However, if you're doing 35 appointments a week and someone wants to meet with you as a new client, I used to do this myself. I remember I used to have conversation or sales meetings with people at 9 p.m. at night at the coffee club down at New Farm, because that was the only time I could squeeze in seeing somebody. I'd say to them, look, I'd love to meet you. What about Tuesday night? Well, I've got clients at 5, 6, 7, 8. I finish at 9. I can get down there by 10 past 9. I'll be sitting at the coffee club drinking a coffee at 10 past 9, trying to stay awake, you know, and chatting to people and just not being completely there. And if you're with me, you're going to know that we're going to beat you up about this stuff. So you need to get creative. And Archimedes, the ancient Greek mathematician, said, give me a lever long enough and I can shift the world. So leverage is such an important thing in your business. So you need to learn about leverage. I'm going to show you how I leverage my time and my energy. The next thing that you have to do is to consider synergy. Now, synergy is defined as the whole is greater than the sum of all its parts. Okay, the whole is greater than the sum of all its parts. 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. It equals what? 3, 5, 11, 15. What I do with my trainers, and this is something that I want to drum into the people that have businesses, my trainers operate as subcontractors. So that means that effectively, and what I say to them is that I want you to treat this like you're running a business inside a business. You're still part of my team. You're still part of Peak Physique. From the outside looking in, everybody thinks you are a staff member, but you're a contractor. And what that means is that you are responsible for your own success or failure. You have to train the clients that we supply you with, plus you have to prospect your own clients. Now, the successful people in our team, as you can see, are the ones that have the ability to train the clients that we provide you with, plus have the ability to prospect your own clients. And the successful ones do that, so it's a classic example of how it works. What they get paid is relative to their charge-out rate, and I'm happy for them to continue moving up as long as they can justify to me that they're worthy of that. And do you think that I'm the type of person to encourage that in people? Most definitely. So what do you think I think when one of my trainers comes to me and says, hey man, you know, look, I'm sort of thinking about this year, you know, when I sit down with them and we create goals and so forth, when they say to me, oh, I'm thinking about sort of moving up in a rate, what do you think I think inside? Excellent, good, because they're starting to believe it and they're starting to move ahead with it. I'm not the guy that comes up to them and says, look, congratulations, you know, you're doing a good job and you're training people really well and all that sort of stuff. Here's a pay rise. I teach people to get hungry. And so that's the same thing that I want you to think about. So really, whatever I charge them out for is irrelevant to what they earn. You know what I mean? Because I want them to be happy and comfortable and striving towards a goal. So, for example, if you were working for me, I know we're all sort of entrepreneurial mindset here, so you might struggle with this next one. If you were all part of Peak Physique, right, would you be happy getting paid $200 for a PT session, yes or no? Hands up if you would be happy with that. I don't see every hand up. Hands up if you'd be happy with that. Okay, leave your hand up, hands up, who'd be comfortable with that? Leave your hands up if I was charging $500 for that session. Excellent, we've all got it. So, really, it's irrelevant, you know what I mean? And you've got to look at that way in terms of your investments and how you invest in yourself and so forth. That half an hour of my time is irrelevant compared to the lifetime value of a client. And so, those of you who have got trainers, try and drum that stuff into their head as well, because a lot of people who have staff and contractors, they're the type of people who look at the things and say, hold on, how come I'm getting charged out for this and I'm only getting paid such and such? And as business owners, we all know, hey dude, you want to come and look at the P&L statement and I'll walk you through it step by step. Anyone that runs a business knows that business is challenging and so you need to overcome those things. All right, so I'm going to teach you how to fill your income buckets. First of all, I'm just going to show you how I fill my income buckets. Okay, so first of all, there's the income that I make personally from training people. And I set myself a limit of about 10 personal training appointments a week. And so I still like to see people in a one-on-one fashion. I still enjoy it. I have 5 a.m. starts. I'm just, in some ways, you'd call me a normal trainer. I get up at 4. I have my oats. I check my emails. I do all that sort of stuff. So some people think that at $440 an hour, you sleep in until sort of 8:30, you know, you have a long breakfast and you stroll down and do one client at sort of midday, then you go home and have a nap and go and do one at 5 p.m. or something. It doesn't work like that. I still have to work hard for that. And inside that, I see people one-on-one. I see some people once a month. As my rates increased, I had to change the structure of how I work with some people. Some people can only budget to see me once a month. So therefore, I've got them locked in once a month every month and so forth. So I leverage my time. When I say consultation, some people see me just for one-on-one consultations, because sometimes what I offer is sometimes just beyond personal training. As you can see, I start to get into people's heads a little bit more. All right, the next thing that I have, so that's income bucket number one, the money that I make from one-on-one PT. Number two is the income that Peak Physique, the personal training business, makes. Okay, so Peak Physique is a personal training company, and therefore our team do sessions, we have group programs, we offer program design, etc., etc., etc. So therefore, just like every business owner in this room that's got contractors or staff or whatever, you have to treat that as a separate entity. When I started to value what I deliver as a trainer, it certainly helped my team step up to the plate. When I increased my rates, when I improved myself, when I got coaching and mentoring, because what happens is, if you've got a team of trainers and if you're taking contractors, you've got to get some coaching and mentoring off us, because like what happens is you go back to your team and you teach them all this stuff, you know? It's amazing. And what I would do is sessions, I'd get my coach to come in and talk my team through stuff and all this, and it positions you as the expert. Because if you've got a team of people and you're constantly value adding to them, do you think they're going to stay or leave? Stay, most definitely. Okay, so we've got the income that Peak Physique personal training the business makes. Next thing, we've got Peak Corporate Health. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about corporate health and how you can deliver seminars, but corporate health came about. Now, I've been doing corporate health for 10 years or so, and I'll tell you a very funny story. Does anybody offer a program to a corporate organization? Hand up. A couple of people in the room. Where did that corporate client come from? From a PT client? Yep. Anyone else come from a PT client? Yep. 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 Okay. All of us in here have got high worth individual clients or clients that work for a great organization. Just ask them. Just ask them, because so many corporate organizations want to have some type of health and fitness regime. So I'll talk to you a little bit about more of that. But what used to happen is I used to go in as Brad the fitness guru. And when you see me in the gym, you know, I got the red pants on and I got the blue top, you know, with the cannons hanging out and all that sort of stuff. And I think I look really cool and funky. And the whole Peak team, you know, we're in the red and blue and we all look very cool. Going back some years ago, and this was about 1998 or something like that. This is before I started to build a team, before I had my epiphany, you might say. I got a tip off that there was a law firm in Brisbane City called Deacon's Lawyers were seeking an on-site health and fitness program. And someone who knew me as a trainer tipped me off and said, oh, look, give this person a call. You know, she's the HR manager at Deacon's Lawyers and they're a good firm and all this sort of stuff. I thought, oh, yeah, sweet. Now, back in those days, I was hell-bent bodybuilder-looking dude, right? Now, I'll paint you the picture. It was like black boots, like, you know, there's black sort of Reebok-looking jogging, they're not jogging shoes, like you wear them around and you wear the lace hanging out like a skater does. I got them on, right? I got the shaved legs with all, you know, with all browned up and all that sort of stuff. And back in, I got the tight, like, Bonds t-shirt on, you know, with the guns hanging out. And back in those days, and I shit you not, I used to wear bike pants, like really short ones. And you remember the old bodybuilding things with the stripes down them? You know, a red and a blue stripe, that sort of stuff? I used to wear them to train clients in. I'm not joking, right? And don't forget the mandatory bum bag at the front. And what do you reckon I had hanging off the bum bag? The mobile phone. Oh, yeah. Geez, I was a business dude, wasn't I? And, oh, yeah, forgot. Goatee. And nothing against goatees, but the big hoop earrings, you know, with a shaved head. How do you reckon I looked? And I walked into Deacon's Lawyers and I walked up to the front counter. I go, hey, g'day, I'm Brad Shepherd. I'm here for a 12 o'clock meeting with such and such. And I had typed up a little thing back then because I thought, oh, I'm going to be professional and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to appear really well. And what happened was she said, yeah, no worries, just escorted me down the corridor. And it wasn't until I was actually walking down the corridor and people were turning in their chairs and looking at me and stuff, I actually thought, oh, geez. I should have worn a pair of proper shorts. And can you imagine what was going through those people's minds? So I sat down and had the meeting, all that sort of stuff. I didn't get the gig. I don't know why. But That's just to show you that what used to happen is that we used to go in there as the funky fitness dudes, and I'm sure we're all funky and we're fitness in here, but when we changed the flavor of how we offer corporate health, it changed the way, the type of clients that we got. It changed the type of charge out fees that we delivered. So what happens now, I go in as the corporate health expert. So some of my corporate clients see me as the funky guy in the gym, but then they also see me as the corporate health professional. We got a couple of programs that we offer. CSS is our corporate seminar series. CHR is our corporate health retreat. And that one's a little bit different from the fitness retreat I ran you through yesterday. Third one, CFO, is the corporate fitness overhaul. What do you reckon the corporate fitness overhaul is a lot like? Boot camp. What do you think the response would be like if I went into a corporate saying, hey, I got a boot camp, man? Yeah. And finally, PPC is our peak performance coaching. That's a specialized program where I go in and I work one-on-one with high-level executives. So I go and see them as the corporate health practitioner, and then they also come and train with me as well. That's a $9,000 program, that last one. All right, that's income bucket number three. Income bucket number four is consulting to other trainers and helping them develop their business. So events just like this, Create PT Wealth. So I've got our Create PT Wealth membership website, our info products with DVDs, ebooks, and all that sort of stuff, our Inner Circle monthly mentoring program, and then finally we've got our internship program. Our internship program is our huge, large flagship program, and everyone's been asking us about it, and we're going to show you a little bit about that later. First of all, I want to find out how you're going to fill your buckets. So what I think is the best thing to do, I think this could be most effectively done in a group of three, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you I'm going to give you 3 minutes, and then I'm going to get you to chat a little bit and just throw a few of those ideas across the table. And what I want you to do, I want you to model the types of things that I've been doing, okay? Have a look at what I'm doing, okay? He connects with corporates. He's been doing some seminars. He's brought out a DVD. He writes programs for people. Do you think that I've given you enough ammunition to stimulate your mind to create some more income buckets for yourself? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. So if I put you into a group of three, what I'd like you to do is just to bounce a few of those ideas off each other, and you can get creative as you like, or you can use things that you haven't used before. You might say, well, I never charged for writing a program before, so I'm definitely going to do that. I never charged before for doing a skin fold and fitness assessment on somebody. I'm definitely going to charge for that. And what I want you to put a price on those things relative to what you think is reasonable and for what you can charge it for. All right, group of three first, and then I'm going to give you about 3 minutes. When I bring you back together, I'm going to tell you one more thing. All right. Okay, if you haven't got a group of three, stick your hand in the air. Can I send you down? Oh, actually, they're connected. You can stay here if you like. And I just want you to pick out the best one or the best two or something like that. Something that you think in your little group of three you might just like to share with the rest of the group, and then we'll hopefully we'll all have a bit more to go on from there. All right, so back in your group, pick the best one, the best two, something that's got real meaty and you like it. Face me, wherever you're sitting, just face me in your groups. You got one spokesperson from the group. Who's got one they'd like to share with the rest of the group? As soon as they start talking, I'll ask everyone else to shut up. Tim's got one. What sort of products? Yep. Okay, so we're talking specifically personal training products, and you could take that for wholesale price and sell that to a client for retail and make money out of that? Perfect. Just to move on, what's something else you could give them and sell them with that? A program? What else could you sell them with that? A DVD? An ebook with all the exercises, and so there's so many things. Okay, one more person. Hand up. Yes. Great. Why not? And as trainers, do we actually have to have trainers under our banner? No, we can have masseuses, we can have whatever we want. Yeah. You could tell me, but you'd have to kill me. Yeah. We can't steal that idea, can we? I mean, no. Who's got something that somebody shared with them that you can actually do for free or for your own time that is going to generate more income. Yep. Okay, so maybe make a DVD outlining a number of the key stretches that you like your clients to do. And let's say you might pick the top 12 and you make a DVD on that. How do you make a DVD? With a video camera? Yeah. How hard's that? Not hard at all. It's gold, isn't it? That's great. All right, let's roll on. Look, there's some fantastic things there. And the thing that you need to do is to action this. You need to take massive action. Do you think that I would have done this if I didn't have someone on my back, screaming down my back? I need that accountability as well. So everybody needs accountability, let's face it. All right, let's roll on. The next thing that I would like to do is just run you through presenting a seminar. Now, as you can see, we've spoken this weekend. You've been able to watch us in action. But whatever you'd like to call them, seminars, presentations, workshops, lunch and learn, you have to get comfortable with speaking in front of public. And that little exercise that we did this morning was just gold for everyone in this room. Because if you've ever had a fear of speaking in public, you need to overcome it. Because being able to present is a key quality. Now, I guarantee that if I was to stick a video camera on you while you were training a client, do you think that you'd be pretty comfortable? No? What about if you didn't know the camera was on you? You'd be fine, wouldn't you? Yeah, I think if I saw all you guys in action doing the stuff that you do normally, I think that you'd all be pretty comfortable, to be honest with you. And I've tested this with other people. But then as soon as you say to someone, hold on, can you stand up and speak to a group of people? Whoa, it gets really freaky. So what you need to do is you need to pick something that you're already good at or that you're comfortable with. And I started with things like nutrition seminars. So this is a simple one. You're busy, work long hours, have little time to consider nutrition. Here's our presentation that we've got for you, and I've got a few testimonials on there and so forth. And what I do is it's really simple. I'm just going to run you through the bones of it. And this is just one of the slides out of my nutrition seminar, but this is sort of what I base the nutrition seminar around. So if you've never presented a seminar, here's a tip on how I present it to corporate organizations. It says, point one, many people are simply too busy to eat or to prepare food. Agree? Yeah. Point two, many people consume the balance of their calories in a later part of the day or at times when they are expending less energy. Agree? Yep. Many individuals over consume carbohydrates, i.e. they eat too many carbs and eat too little protein to match their daily requirements. Agree? And finally, many people who monitor their foods are either fat phobic, they go for 97% fat free everything, or have jumped on what I call the zero carbohydrate bandwagon. Agree? Has anyone had a client been on a zero-carb diet? Yeah? Yeah, so do you think that what I'm presenting to people, do you think that what I'm presenting is like really, revolutionary stuff? Do you feel comfortable that you could speak about this? Yeah. Easy stuff. Like, this is my presentation. This is my presentation. And a there it is. Okay, how much do you reckon that presentation, I sell that presentation for? How much do you think I get paid to turn up to an organization and present? Not quite. $1,100. $1,100 for a 45-minute presentation. Now, part of my philosophy is a bit different because I've got visions to also do keynote speaking. And keynote speaking, of course, commands a lot more income. So I'm charging a lot more for my time. But what happens is when I started charging more, what do you think happened to me as a presenter? I stepped up to the plate. So I'm just going to show you that. I'm not sure if I can open that PDF. No, unfortunately not. Anyway, what I do is I run that corporate seminar series as four seminars in the year, four quarterly seminars. And so I've got, I can't even remember what I got on there, but I do one on nutrition, I do one on posture and back care, I do one on, I do a stress management, I do one on personality types. And so I've got this range of seminars that I go in there. $1,100 for a one-off, or I sell them as a package deal. Buy all three for $3,000, $2,999. So do you think that's possible? Someone's doing it? All right. Now, what I would like you to do is just write down for me two little pointers of something that you feel comfortable discussing to other people about in terms of personal training, something you could deliver a seminar on, something that you feel comfortable about. Okay, who chose something that sort of like, did everyone choose something sort of in the personal training area, in the space? No? Not necessarily? No? Now, whatever you wrote down, did it seem really technical and really sort of like, did it seem something that was really complex, or did you pick something that's rather easy? Easy, yeah. And that's the concept that you need to go with. When you're talking to people, you need to have easy concepts, but you need to deliver them in a compelling manner. What's the easiest seminar that you could do for your clients or that you could run in your studio or in your gym? What's the two famous words in the fitness industry? Weight loss or fat loss? Run a fat loss seminar and I guarantee that you will pack out the room. So that's something that you need to action straight away. All right. Information products. I'm going to spend a little bit of time on information products, but you all received a copy of my DVD. Now, this DVD was just shot basically going through the exercises that I like to teach my clients and the exercises that I like to teach my trainers when they come on board with us. It's a series of our more advanced personal training exercises. As I said, I teach the exercise, and then Michael Ridgway, the physio, comes in and talks about where to touch and feel and palpate and so forth. But what we did was we also created an ebook to go with this, and we created a correspondence program. So now this is has just been granted 7 CEC points. So we've already given that away to somebody, have we? The best testimony. Okay? But 7 CEC points. So do you think this gives this a bit more clout? Most definitely. Do you think that making a DVD is incredibly hard? Yeah. You kind of think it has to be polished. And my advice, man, just get out there and you just got to do it, you know? And if you've got somebody holding you accountable, then it's going to happen. So do you think that you could produce something for your clients that's of worth something? Most definitely. All right, we need to lock a couple of things in. So what products can you create? I want you to just on your own. And I'm going to give you a minute on this one. In a minute, I'm going to get you to write down 5 products that you could create. I've already heard one already. It was a stretching demonstration DVD. We've already heard Trudy's one, the workout on the iPod. Do you think that you could take the top 10 stretches that you give to clients, get someone to take a digital photo of you, open up a Word document, type in, these are my top 10 stretches. Identify the stretch, start and finish position. Turn that into something that looks nice. Get it prettied up. Convert that to a PDF. And what does that become? Ebook. Do you think you could actually sell that to somebody? Most definitely you could. How long do you think it would take you to put that together? You could do it in a day. Give it away, man. You've got to be charging for it. All right, so what I want you to write down now, just take a fresh bit of paper or draw a line across where you were, because I just want to give you a 90-day action plan for some of this stuff. Okay, first of all, what I'd like you to do is just to write down 3 new income buckets that you're going to fill, and we spoke about a few of those before. Some people are going to start with a new program. Some people are going to record their workout onto the iPod. Some people are going to make the stretching DVD. Some people are going to run a boot camp who haven't done it before. Now, if you're thinking about income buckets and you're still a bit confused, I would pick the easiest thing possible. Because as soon as you tick the box on the easiest one, the second one is not hard at all. Second thing that you need to do is you need to write down one presentation that you're going to commit to deliver somewhere. Now, there was a good point made before about the presentations, and I don't want to get your head spinning by saying that I go into corporates now and charge a larger amount for seminars, But I've also presented seminars for free or for a very low cost, like a very low entry fee, like $5. And I used to do these a lot at the fitness center that I worked from. So I'd run a fat loss seminar, or I'd run a seminar on getting shredded, I'd call it, or I'd run a seminar on building big guns, or, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I've done everything. I'd charge a nominal fee, like $5, fat loss seminar, and I'd get 30 people in the room. And I'd give them quality information. I'd give them good stuff so that when they left there, do you think that they got their $5 worth? Do you reckon they got more than $5 worth? Most definitely. What do you think I collected from them? Names? What else? Emails? What else? Phone number? What else? Address? From there, what do you think that I sold them? Do you reckon I gave them a compelling offer? Yeah. Did you reckon people took it up? Yeah, most definitely. So, yeah, for PTing. And so what I did was we allowed them to sample what we do. And finally, and you might have already covered this in the first part there, but just one information product that you think that you're capable of doing in the next 90 days. Is it the stretching handbook? So remember we said that opportunities exist everywhere? Didn't I say that? And the important thing, it's about the first person that jumps and grabs it. All right, guys. Look, there's not one for everyone, but there is 20 on the back table. So whoever can grab them. The reason I'm giving you this, gift, and if you missed out, I do apologize. I didn't have one to cater for everybody. Oh, there's a couple down there. Who missed one? If you missed it, this is just a small example of an information product that a colleague of mine's put together. It just talks about some top tips that PTs need to do. Easy stuff.